day. Hopefully everybody's having a good day today. And if you didn't, God is still God. How y'all doing this evening? Hopefully everybody's doing all right. All right, today was a cold day out there. Hopefully everybody was bundled up, because I know I sure was. I went outside and I took my behind right back in. But that's all right. Today, the topic is stop settling. I've been listening to so many different people, and you know what? We got to stop settling. It just seems like we settle for whatever, you know what I mean? If someone's there, if it's a person, we settle for that person. Now, everybody that we deal with or think is for us is not for us. So, therefore, we don't have to settle for that person just because we don't want to be alone. Now, sometimes, you know, it's a lot of people who just don't want to be alone and just settle someone who's interested in them. But at the same time, at what cost? It's always a cost for these things. Whether it's verbal abuse, I mean, mental abuse, whatever it may be, or physical abuse. And that's definitely never a good thing if you have someone who can physically abuse you and you still be around them. That's an unhealthy relationship. I mean, I can speak from experience because I've been through certain situations, so therefore I know what's unhealthy and what is healthy because I grew up seeing two loving parents, you know, with one another. So I know that physical abuse is a no-no, straight up. That should never happen in no relationship whatsoever. That's just a totally unhealthy relationship. And even verbal abuse, because you do have some people who are verbally just verbally nasty, should I say. And that's never a good look either, because that can, you know, linger on for some time. So there's no need to settle for anyone or anything. I mean, it makes no sense to settle when God has so much in store for us. The key to unlocking what God has in store for us is living a life according to His word. Pretty much. I mean, anyone can unlock, you know, God's blessings that they have up stored upon their lives. All you have to do is live according to His word. You know what I mean? He has the Ten Commandments for a reason. And even when it comes to fornicating, that's another one. You cannot be call yourself a Christian and still be out there fornicating. That doesn't work. Because, I mean, God doesn't speak kindly on that as well either. I mean, I know nobody's perfect. I know it's a hard thing to do, but, I mean, it's so much better when you are celibate, when you wait. Now, I'm definitely, I'm not ashamed of it, you know what I'm saying? I'm happy that I'm celibate. I love it, not being able to. I'm not giving myself to no one until the time is right. And I thank God for, you know, delivering me from fornication, because I truly was, and I thank God that I'm not anymore. So it's definitely a blessing. That's why they say you got to speak on something that you know. So I am definitely waiting until God blesses me with my husband that He has made for me, because I mean, I definitely know it, because when that time comes, I won't have to say one word, because God knows exactly what I need. And I mean, I'm pretty sure every female needs that type of man that can pretty much take the load up off of them and give them that ease, you know what I'm saying? So everybody needs a different type of man. So whatever you're praying for, that's what you're praying for. I know what I'm praying for. God knows my prayer. I'm not praying for it no more, because we don't have to keep repeating and repeating our prayers. He already heard it. He's not a repetitive guy. Oh, my goodness. But, you know, so to all my young ladies out there, it's nothing wrong with waiting. You do not have to do what you see on TV or what you hear about everybody doing just to see how it is. Just wait until that special someone, because every time you give yourself to someone, you're giving a piece of you. So they're taking a piece of you every single time. So the best thing you can do is just to wait. I mean, even right now with these young kids, they think that, you know, when they're in high school, they're supposed to have a boyfriend. you don't have to have a boyfriend in high school, because what are you going to get out of having a boyfriend in high school? You can have a friend. You can have someone that's courting you. And that's a whole other topic. We're going to talk about courting, because it seems like nowadays nobody courts. What happens to courting a female or someone? I mean, got to do something. Can't just dive into it like that. So definitely need to, you know, just teach our young ones about courting. That's very important. So, now, definitely last night when I was talking about Gretchen Gilchrist, who is the new commissioner of Kent County Family Courthouse. Now, this lady is she's not qualified for the position. She's definitely not qualified for the position. She lied in her application. And I'm just going to keep doing what I have to do to make sure that she doesn't do what she did to myself and her other clients, to anyone else. Because it's getting in. So, she was my former attorney who dropped me out of retaliation for Governor Gilchrist. Out of retaliation, Governor Jack Martell, he confirmed her despite all the evidence against her. Now, Patricia Blevins was a former House of Senate president. She's no longer the House of Senate president because the 14 other senators voted against her to return to do another term. Senator Blevins Powers, and she wrote me a nasty email stating that I need to stop writing, because I was writing all the senators. I was writing everyone I could. The senators, the governor, the president, I mean, everybody. It was even to the president. I mean, I wrote everybody. About my 14-year-old daughter who was missing, who was beaten and raped. And she's seen an officer get shot in the head. She's seen an officer shot. She's seen a girl shot in the head. And she was, it was crazy. So, all I can do was just write. And this woman wrote me a nasty email, but thanks to the guys, the senators, they've seen what she did, because I wrote the senators. They wanted to know why we didn't turn in the evidence before the confirmation. I had to let them know the evidence was there. But the senator, she chose not to share it with them. So I'm just thankful that she's no longer there, because she can't run over top of anybody anymore. Now, as far as for Gretchen Gilchrist, she is still a commissioner. She's still a new commissioner at Kent County Family Court. Now, this young lady, Gilchrist, she puts in wrong documentation because, I mean, even the companies, when she's trying to get people's payments for, like, alimony or spousal support, the people wrote her back and told her that she has to pretty much do the research to find out what necessary steps she needs to take. Now, her being a lawyer, she should have known this, especially since this shouldn't been her first go around. But you know what they say, sometimes people just don't know. Anyway, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. And as far as my 14-year-old mentally challenged daughter, she is in a facility. She's in a residential treatment trauma facility. She's getting the help that she needs to get back on track. I'm still pushing for them to open up an investigation with her rape or her beating, in both in-state and out-of-state. Because when she found her way back, when she was in Pennsylvania. So I still have a lot of work to cut out ahead of me. I mean, she has a voter registration card that you know, so someone signed her up on voter registration card. I'm doing my investigation on that, and I have someone else working on that as well. So, you know, that's why they say you got to keep hope alive, and you cannot give up the fight. You have to keep fighting, because when things are done wrong, you have to fight for them. Even myself with my job, I was out sick, and they terminated me whilst I was out sick. Even with that, that has to be, I mean, people just can't think they can do whatever they feel like and not have repercussions. God is a God who sits high and looks low. So at the end of the day, what's wrong is wrong, what's right is right. Keep going. People just can't keep trying to walk over people and do them any type of way. That's why I said you cannot settle. Don't settle for anyone or anything. Don't let anyone tell you, oh, this, that, and third, or, you know what I mean, oh, well, you can't do this, you can't do that. You have to make sure they're telling the truth, because people are saying you anything now. But you have the option to go further and find out the information or not. So the choice is truly, truly yours. Now, North Carolina got a serious power struggle with Roy Cooper, who is the governor-elect, and they're trying to strip his powers before he even gets into office. These people are going crazy. They're wilding out. That makes no sense whatsoever. But we'll see how that turns out, because they will be in session. So I'm just hoping that they allow him to do his job. It's crazy how these politics are. Politics is ruthless. That is the most ruthless thing, is politics, that power. That power and that money. Mm-mm. And that's one thing about money. You see who a person truly, truly is when they get a couple of dollars. Now, it can either enhance who they are, or they can be still the same. You never know. But just money definitely shows you who people truly are. Enhances who people are. Oh, Lord, you know I got to talk about this Trump presidency, because this man here, oh, my goodness. What can I say about Trump? What does the Trump presidency mean to you? So dial in 323-642-1559. I want to know what it means to you. I know what it means to me. It just means to me that the prophecy of the Bible is being fulfilled. I know it's a lot of people out there that are, you know, scared, but it's already written what shall happen in the Bible. Even what's going on in Syria now, it's in the Bible. Everything's in the Bible. Time has to come where, I mean, the world will be no more. So if we just, you know, indulge into that Bible, we would see more and more about what's going on. Now, Trump and Putin, those two are definitely buddies. They go way back in Putin's younger days when he was in the KGB. So, you know, Trump is the master of making deals, the deal maker. And Putin, he just loves to mess with America. So these two are friends, and they have been friends for some time. Putin definitely, I feel as though he definitely had a hand in Trump getting into the White House, propelling him right to the White House. You know, like I said, Trump is king of making deals to acquire what he wants. So we'll see. We will definitely see what happens. And that's another thing. If Putin Putin did help Trump, that means Trump owes him a favor. Because Putin, the type of dude, it seems like he's a favor for a favor type dude. Same thing with Trump. Trump is definitely a favor for a favor. That's no ifs, ands, or buts about that one. But at the same time, it's like, you know, Trump, he's the type of person, he has no loyalty. No loyalty whatsoever. As you can see with the ones that he had at first on his team, like Rudy Giuliani, Chris Christie, they're not there anymore. He's not about that loyalty stuff. Definitely not about the loyalty. So if he's not about the loyalty, then you already know. He's going to cross Putin. I mean, Putin ain't loyal himself neither, so they're going to be crossing each other up. And that's when the daggone war going to come. Because Trump is totally the opposite of course, President Obama. He's not calm. He's not cool. He's not collective. He doesn't think things through. He's rational because you see how he be going off on his political. That's it. He don't play. He would definitely go off on that Twitter feed in a minute if anything happens. So God forbid he has those launch codes and something happens. You think he ain't going to be quick to try to bomb? He already said he going to bomb everything or whatever. Oh, my goodness. Now, Trump. Trump definitely was saying a whole lot of stuff on the campaign field. But is he going to follow through on it? That we will definitely see. That we will definitely see. I don't know about that one. I've been looking at so many posts on this political stuff. They've been talking about Obama. Now, President Obama, when he did that, when he did the interview yesterday, I don't know about y'all, but President Obama sounded like a little kid when he said he talked to Putin and told Putin to cut it out. What is that going to do? Really? Just cut it out? I don't think so. It's sickening. It truly, truly is. But on another note, words. Words are very powerful. Words breathe life and death into a situation. So we have to be careful what we say, because words do not only describe reality, words create reality. So be careful what we say, because what we say, it breathes life or it breathes death, either one. So it's very important that, we just try to be as kind as possible to other people and not be negative. Negative energy is not what we need. And positive feedback is always what we need. And even to others who we come across, just be nice. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being nice. I must say, we have we have Joe Biden, Senator Coons, and Senator Tom Carpenter. These people need to come back to Delaware and do something. Something. Because it's ridiculous. They worried about Trump and his, divesting his money into a blind trust and stuff. But, I mean, they've never had this situation before with any type of president. So how would they know what to do? That was not what to do. But I'm not even going to worry about that. Just got to figure out something. But when it comes to, you know, us doing the right thing by each other is very, very, very important, especially, you know, nowadays when we have so much turmoil going on within our nation. Just try to, anybody you come in contact with, just try to bring them some type of light to their day. You never know what a person might be going through. So it's definitely, I just want to keep saying it over and over and over. Come across somebody, bless them, either with a word or something, even a hug. Like, I read an article last night when it was talking about a young lady. They call her the purple-haired lady because this woman, she was in the store, and she found out in the store that her mom had just passed away. So the stranger with the purple hair just went up to her and hugged her and told her, like, everything would be okay. So the lady tracked down the purple hair lady to tell her that she made her day. And that act of kindness pretty much saved her life because she was devastated that her mother was dead. So, you got to keep hope alive. I know President Obama's wife, Michelle Obama, she had made a statement about, you know, this is what hope, lack of hope feels like. That's not cool. It's not cool. We have to keep hope alive. Got to keep hope alive. Now, Trump has an all-white administration, and I feel diversity is a benefit to all of us. And I mean, we can definitely benefit from diversity, but you know, Trump has it stacked up the way he wants it stacked up so he can do what he has to do. Because he's definitely about to do some things now. That's for sure. And we are not going to like it. Straight up, we're not going to like it. But does he care? Not at all. He don't care. His job is not to care. His job is to do his job and do what he wants to do so he can get rich. Because they talking about some, oh, he got money. That man don't have no money. That's why he did not show any tax returns. He is broken in a joke, and that's exactly why nobody's seen no tax returns yet, because he's broken in a joke. I mean, if y'all see his tax returns, he's not making no money like that. If anything, he's just putting out more money, just got his name on there. That's it. So, I mean, what does that say? Says a whole lot. Definitely says a whole lot about him. Say, what can I say? What can I say? We just have to keep the faith and keep, you know what I mean? Just keep the faith. I don't want to say we're feeling like what we are feeling like what having hope, having not. What not having hope is, excuse me, I'm getting tongue-tied. President-elect, he's not even a president yet. They still have these electorals that have to do, you know, vote on the 19th. So that's Monday. We'll see. That is Monday. But as far as Michelle Obama making that post, I really did not like that. I wouldn't even expect it coming out from her, but you never know, you never know. That's all I can say, you never know. I just hope that some good come out of this, some good will definitely come out of this. That's all I'm hoping for. I know y'all heard about that dude, Dylan Roof. He's guilty in all 33 counts in Charleston, Carolina. And it's just sad with those beautiful people lost their lives. My heart goes out to their family. that God would continue to keep them strong, keep them, continue to keep them safe. Because that is the definition of what you call, because they just, you know, it wasn't right what happened. It really wasn't right. It was sickening. So, I'm just praying for better days ahead, which we shall have. And, you know, praying and I'm trusting that, you know, God will work every situation out. He will work every situation out. So, just got to keep the faith and keep moving. But most of all, please don't settle. Don't settle for less, because you can't get nothing from nothing. If you lay down with nothing, you're going to get nothing. That's why it's very important when it comes to these kids out here that's having babies. Oh, my goodness. Babies having babies. That has to stop. That has to stop. And that comes from, you know, trying to be grown all early in the game. You can't do that. Allow your parents to raise you. And that's the thing with these kids nowadays. They think they can raise their own selves. I mean, yes, you have parents who are not going to see eye to eye, and, you know, but at the same time, it's like, what's the point in, especially with the parents, I don't get this. I mean, I myself have to go through it to myself because I have some immature, unfortunately. I go through it myself, and I really don't understand it, especially when it comes to raising a child. Okay, I know we're not going to always see eye to eye, but at the same time, what is the reason for the hate? Because that's all it is, straight hating. What's the reason for it? There's no need to be all upset and vexed, especially when each parent is trying to do their best in the sight of their kids' eyes. That's it. Still, people still do what they want to do. Just have to pray on those situations. You got to pray for God to intercede into their hearts and their minds, that it be changed and renewed when you're dealing with ignorance. Because ignorance is something else. Oof. Just got to continue to pray on it. That's all, that's all. Well, I am not going to be before you too much longer, because my time is running out, it's running short. So I just want to remind everyone, you know, just remain optimistic, remain hopeful, keep hope alive, and keep fighting for your rights, because it's so important that, you know, that you stand up for yourself, and you definitely show your kids how to stand up for yourself. But when they see you standing up for yourself, doing what you have to do, you know, you just explain to them, well, look, this is what it is, and this is what you got to do, and this is why I'm doing it. So I thank you. It's been a blessing. Y'all have a blessed evening, and I'll talk to y'all same time, 6:30 p.m. Tune in tomorrow night. Thank you. Have a blessed evening.